We have much grace.
大家而且很有爱慕主话语的心。
And we have a heart to desire God's word.
所以今天下午呢，我们再加一堂。
So we add another session.
我们开始的时候好不好？还是先请大家读几处的经文。
To start, we're going to read some scriptures.
约翰福音第十四章第六节。
John chapter 14, verse 6.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
约翰福音第三章第二十一节。
John chapter 3, verse 21.
但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God.
约翰福音十七章十七节。
In Book of John, chapter 17, and verse 17.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth.
约翰福音第一章第一节。
John chapter 1 verse 1.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
希伯来书第一章第一节第二节。
Hebrew chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times in various ways.But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe.
在这里中文翻的晓谕哈，就是说话的意思。
In Chinese translation, meaning to speak.
所以第一节可以说是多次多方的向列祖说话。
So, and many times in various ways, God has spoken to our forefathers.
第二节就可以这样读，就在这末世借着他儿子向我们说话。
So in verse 2, but in these last days he has spoken to us by his son.
马太福音第五章第十七第十八节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 17 and 18.
莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一话也不能废去，都要成全。
Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished.
好，我们读经暂时读这么多。
We'll stop here with the scripture.
我们还是先有一点简单的祷告。
We have a simple prayer.
我们的主，我们感谢你。
Our Lord, how we thank thee.
你再一次给我们机会，能够聚集在你的跟前。
You give us another opportunity to gather before you.
主啊，愿你得着我们每一个属你儿女们全心的爱戴和敬拜。
May you gain our wholehearted adoration and praise.
也再一次。把这一段时间恭敬交在你的手中。
And we commit this time into your hand.
主啊，愿你借着圣灵来帮助我们。
And through the Spirit, may you help us.
好使我们把所有的注意力都摆在你自己的身上。
So that all our attention is on you.
主啊，愿你解开你的真理。
May you explain your word to us.
让我们真实在你的里面 经历真理的实际。
That truly we can experience how the truth in our life.
主啊，愿你向我们施怜悯。
May you be merciful unto us.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们昨天第一堂讲到呢，主耶稣他讲，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，就没有人能到父那里去。
In our first session, we had mentioned that Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me."
这告诉我们说，人要回到神，回到父的家中。
So it meaning that if the person want to go back to the Father's house,
唯独借着主耶稣基督。
Only through the Lord Jesus.
我们讲到主耶稣。所以这一方面呢，有四个特性。
And we think there's four special characteristics in this.
第一个就是主耶稣的独一性。
We know that this Jesus in inclusiveness.
啊，今exclusive.
Exclusiveness.
我们不可能在主之外去用别的人事物使我们能够遇见神。
So we can through nothing.Or events we can see God.
我们也讲到第二个呢，这说出主耶稣的排斥性、排他性。
So the secondly, we're talking about Christ's inclusiveness.
还是 exclusive.
还是 exclusiveness.
如果我们把我们得着了基督，我们觉得不满足，我们再加上别的东西。
So if we have gained Christ but we are not satisfied, we want to add something on top of it.
弟兄姊妹们。我们也不能遇见神。
And we cannot encounter God that way either.
好，这是今天在基督徒中间非常普遍的一个难处。
And this is a very common problem among the Christians.
我们的心非常爱主。
We love the Lord with our hearts.
我们也很认真想要好好的跟随主侍奉主。
And we want to seriously follow him and serve him.
但是今天教会的生活，个人的生活里面，在基督之外加上了许许多多其他的人事物。
But yet we add on many things on top of our church life and personal life.
以至于我们用了很多的力气，却得不着神在基督里应许那所有的祝福。
But we use a lot of efforts, and yet we do not receive all the blessings that's promised to us.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们在基督之外。还加上什么东西
？Because apart from Christ, we add on other things.
第三个点，我们讲到主讲到，若不借着我，是讲到了基督必须成为我们的中心。
So when they said except through me, meaning that Christ has to be our center, our focus.
我们个人生活侍奉的中心，教会聚会和侍奉的中心。
He's the center of our personal life and also the church.
我想用一个简单的例子。
A very simple example.
好，我们讲一对年轻人呢，他们相爱，彼此愿意互许终身，他们结合成为一个家庭。
So we talk about a couple when they are falling in love, they promise that they exclude everybody else and that they will keep each other.
可能这个做丈夫的爱妻子。他的生活结婚以后就以妻子为中心。
So as they get married, the husband takes the wife as the center of his life.
或者反过来说，这个妻子爱她的丈夫，她的人生呢就以她的丈夫为中心，什么都讨她的丈夫的喜悦。
So if a wife really loves the husband, he will take him as the center of the of her life. He everything she does will try to please him.
但是过不久以后呢，这个妻子怀孕了。
But after a while, the wife got pregnant.
啊，她生了孩子以后。
And after she had children.
这个丈夫就感觉很孤单了。
And a husband feel very lonely.
因为这个做妈妈的呢，现在以孩子做中心了。
Because the wife now take the children as the center now.
弟兄姊妹们，我们蒙恩得救以后。
And brother sister, as we gain favor with.
我们的神是忌邪的神，他是嫉妒的神。
He is a jealous God.
好，我们知道他巴不得好。所有他蒙救赎的儿女都爱他的儿子我们的主耶稣基督
How God the Father want us to love only his son Jesus
以基督为我们人生的中心
It would take Christ at the center of our life
我们今天有的年轻夫妇没有孩子以前呢他们聚会生活是正常的
We take like some young couples before they get before they have children, they will take Christ as the center. 属灵
生活也是正常的。
And they have a normal Christian life.
他们在家里彼此遇见难处也一起祷告的。
When they encounter problems, they will pray with each other.
但是有了孩子以后呢，什么都围着孩子转。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那是中心的问题。
Now as they have children, everything is around the children. Now we are talking about what is our focus.
当我们的中心不摆在基督的身上的时候
，If our center is not focused on Christ,
时间久了，它显出来的结果，我们就看见在神儿女们中间有许多的苦楚、难处，甚至有怨言。
So after a while, we see there will be problems or even grumbling in their life.
所以我们讲到唯独耶稣第三个点，他必须是我们的中心。
So only Jesus can be the center of our life.
那么第四个点
，point number four.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹能不能帮助我。我昨天早上讲到，我们姊妹能不能帮助我？
道路。
讲昨天讲到唯独耶稣的时候，第四个点，我因为没有带我早上的笔记，大家有没有人记下来？对，基督啊，有基督我就满足了。
Is that inclusiveness when we have Christ will be satisfied?
这是在经历里面我们说的一句话。
This is something we speak from our own experience.
如果我失去了基督，我的人生就没有味道了。
So if we lost Jesus, our life have no taste.
失去了基督，我的人生就没有意义了。
If we do not have Christ, we have no meaning for our life.
若是我保守了基督，我失去了一切。
If I have kept Christ, we lost everything else.
我什么都没有失去。
I did not lose anything.
这就是保罗他做的见证。
This is a testimony of Paul.
他说，当他得着基督了，他得着了至宝。
So when he gained Christ, he gained the most precious thing.
所以他可以看万事都可以丢弃，无所谓。
So he can forsake everything else.
弟兄姊妹，这句话不仅仅是一个真理，不仅仅是可以实行的，并且要成为我们的经历。
This is not just a saying; it's experience that we can go through.
弟兄姊妹，这不是一个好听的话，是我们可以真正的享受的。
So this is not just a good saying, but something we can really enjoy.
所以今天下午呢，我们要和弟兄姊妹讲到以基督做中心的人生和侍奉。
So today we talk about a life and ministry as we take Christ as the center of our life.
我们必须以基督作为真理。
We have to take Christ as our truth.
我们才能达到目的。
Then we can reach our goal.
我们今生能够在基督里丰富的经历神自己。
And we can abundantly experience God himself.
并且将来主回来的时候，我们实在享受神那永远的旨意完成在我们的身上。
So as in the future, when he comes back, we can experience God's total purpose and will be accomplished in us.
讲到真理这件事情。
As we talk about truth,
我们知道这个在地上是一个非常大的争论。
And this is a big controversy on earth.
也是人的一个困惑。
And it's something very puzzling for
them. 我们一讲到真啊，加上理的时候啊，就很麻烦。
Talking about what is true and what is
true. 所以我们中国人讲的夫妻吵架，公说公有理，婆说婆有理。
So as we talk about couples when they argue, a husband has his own reasoning and a wife has her own reasoning.
所以在人生中间呢，从最小的两个人的关系到大的世界国际的关系，都在这个难处的里面。
So we are all in the same problem, either it's to a couple or in this big world.
就是真理与谎言的一个争辩。
It is an argument between truth and lies.
我们知道主耶稣在被要钉十字架之前，他被带到比拉多面前受审问。
So before Christ was being crucified, he was taken before Pilate for trial.
主耶稣说了一句话，他说：“我为真理而生，并且我来是为真理做见证。”
And Jesus said, "I'm born for the truth and I testify for the truth."
这个比拉多问了半天呢，他非常的困惑，他就问了一句话说：“什么是真理呢？”
And as Pilate was very puzzled by what he said, and he asked, "What is the truth then?"
人类的历史告诉我们呢，我们人的生活深受谎言的 捆绑、辖制和带来的痛苦。
So as we live in this world, we are always puzzled or being bondaged under the truth and the lies.
我们知道，不仅在物质的、物理的世界里面，当人不了解背后的真相的时候，我们被自然现象所欺骗。
So not only in the physical world that many times we are being fooled by all this phenomenon.
比如说，在有些宣教士他们有这样的经验。
And some of the missionaries have this kind of experience.
这是我读过一个真实的一个故事，一个见证。
I have read a story, a real testimony.
有一个宣教士，他到了这个非洲啊。这个吃人的部落去传福音。
And that was a missionary who went to Africa, a place where they would eat men.
结果他被这些当地的土人抓住了。
And then he was taken by these Africans.
他抓住他祷告，因为他懂这个这个天文学。
Because he understands, so he prayed to the Lord.
感谢主啊。他被抓的那一天，他知道了今天晚上会有月食。
And he knew that the day when he's being taken by them, they knew there will be
这个 moon eclipse.
Eclipse.
他就跟这些土人讲，你们不能吃我，吃我的话，今天晚上月亮就不亮了。
And he said, you cannot eat me because if you eat me, the moon will not shine. So those local people are so frightened.
到了晚上，果然呢，这个月亮啊。就没有了。
And at night time, truly, the moon kind of disappeared because of eclipse.
这些土人呢，他们因着害怕就听他的话。
So because
后来蒙恩得救了。
All those local people, they're so afraid of him, eventually believe in his on the Lord.
我们知道这些日食月食是一个自然现象。
You know all this moon eclipse or the sun eclipse, they're all normal phenomena.
因为人不知道这背后的真相呢，所以常常会被。这些现象所吓唬。
And because they do not know the truth behind all these natural phenomena, they can be deceived easily.
那么人类从自己的聪明智慧里面也产生出很多的理论和学说。
And men from their own intelligent reasoning, they have many teaching or philosophies.
当人把一个理论或者学说当作真理来实行的时候。
As they take these teachings and philosophy and make it as a truth.
我想我们从远东来的人呢，对这一方面体会都比较深刻。
And people who are from the Far East can really understand this very well.
我向从国内出来的访问学者或者学生们传福音呢，他们常常问一个问题，这是二十多年前。
About 20 some years ago, I have been preaching gospel to those who are from China.
他们说我们已经受骗过一次了，你还想再来骗我吗？
And they said, we've been deceived once, and you're going to come to deceive me again?
我说什么意思呢？
I said, what that mean?
以前我们相信马克思主义当作真理。
Before we take Marx's teaching as truth.
经过40年的社会实验，结果带来我们多大的痛苦。
But after 40 years of testing in the society, it brought so much pain and suffering to us.
现在你要告诉我说耶稣基督是真理。
And now you tell us Jesus is the truth.
难道我还可以这样随便相信吗？
How can I just casually believe in it?
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？这就是今天在人类生活中最大的一个争执。
So this is the biggest argument of between men.
为什么会这样呢？
How come it's like this?
在圣经里面，罗马书第三章第四节告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 3 verse 4, it told us.
神是真实的。
God is true.
但是人是虚谎的。
But yet men are liars.
这是讲到呢，那个真它的源头在神的里面。
Whatever is true, the origin is from God.
那么人是神造的。
And man is created by God.
神从他的真里面不会造出虚谎的东西来。
But God who is truth cannot make something that is false.
但是人现在却变成虚谎的了。
But men become liars.
是不是呢？
Isn't it true?
今天再诚实的人呢，我们安静下来面对自己。
The most honest person, when you sit down and face yourself,
我们这一生有没有说过谎呢？
Have you ever told lies?
或者有时候我们认为真实的，等到事后我们发现，原来那是一个虚空的。
And sometimes we think, oh, this is true, but later on find that this is empty.
那么人里面的虚谎从哪里来呢？
Where the falsehood that came from us.
主耶稣有一次他面对犹太人的时候，他说了一句话。
And one time Jesus, when he faced all the Jews, and he said this.
在约翰福音第八章四十四节。
In chapter 8, verse 44.
他说呢，他说呢，你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
He said, "You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies."
所以主耶稣在这里回到源头，他说人里面的虚谎，乃是因为神的仇敌撒旦他的虚谎带进来的。
So Jesus went back to the origin and told them that man's falsehood is from the devil.
我们读创世纪第一章的时候，我们看见。
When we read Genesis chapter 1, we see.
当神回到这受审判、被毁坏的地来恢复的时候。
When God wanted to restore the land of being cursed and judged.
他说地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
He said the earth is void and the darkness is over all the earth.
不仅在里面是黑暗的，并且表面上都是黑暗的。
Not only inside is dark, outside is dark.
而且一切都是没有秩序的，都是混乱的。
Everything is confusion.
好，有读圣经的告诉我们说，这是撒旦呢所做的破坏。
And people who know the Bible said this is the destruction caused by the devil.
神来恢复这个秩序，并且重造这个被毁坏的地。
So God wants to come back to restore the order and establish the earth.
那么在这恢复工作中，神最完美的工作就是造了人。
During the process of recovery, the most beautiful thing is God created man.
因为人是照着他的形象，照着他的样式来造的。
Because man was created according to God's likeness and image.
我们知道神的对头啊，哪里有神最好的工作，他就哪里去做破坏，去做攻击的。
We know God's adversary when they see the most beautiful thing, he is there to destroy.
所以当亚当和夏娃被造出来以后
，So after Adam and Eve are being created,
他们在伊甸园里面替神治理管理那个整个园子。
And they are ruling the garden in Eden for God.
我想他们是非常的聪明的，非常的有能力的。
I believe they are very wise and powerful.
我们这一次在这里聚会啊。这个校园不算很大，对不对
？And here we gather on this campus. It is not very big.
但是不要多，只要让你去管一栋房子，你可能就忙得不得了了。
If you're being asked to manage a building, you'll be so busy.
但是亚当和夏娃呢，他们管整个的伊甸园，胜任有余啊。
But yet they are so talented, they are more than able to manage Garden of Eden.
因为神在他们里面做他们的全员。
Because God is their inside, become their fountain.
我们知道神的仇敌撒旦呢，不啊，他不服气，所以就来破坏神的工作。
But yet God's enemy Satan, he's not satisfied. He come to destroy God's work.
这记载在创世纪第三章。
It's recorded in Genesis chapter 3.
神所造的万物中间，唯有蛇最诡诈。
And in all the God's creation, the Satan, the snake, the serpent is most crafty.
他就来到园中呢，引诱夏娃。
He came to the garden to tempt Eve.
他用一个问题来扭曲神的话语，扭曲神的真实。
He used a question to twist God's truth.
他说呢，神岂是真说，不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗
？He said, "Did God really say that you cannot eat all the fruits in the garden?"
弟兄姊妹，今天撒旦要我们怀疑啊，要把谎言种进来的时候，都是用问题来问我们。
When Satan want to plant lies in you, he always come with a question.
所以说撒旦呢，用蛇来做表号，蛇是弯弯曲曲的，一扭就是一个问号。
So. Satan is represented by a serpent. Is like the body is twisting like a question mark.
他在你心里面呢，本来你看见一件事情，他一扭了，在你心里面就变成一个猜疑。
So when the truth is presented to you, when the Satan tries to twist it, it become a doubt in your mind.
是不是呢
？Isn't it true？
有时候我们在 在聚会生活里面就碰到这个情形。
As we participate in church, we encounter these problems.
有一个弟兄啊，他那一天眼睛不舒服。
One day, a brother's eye is not comfortable.
那么聚会来我们见面了，从正面走过来，我要跟他打招呼呢。他正在揉眼睛，没看到我。
So as I'm approaching him, he was rubbing his eyes. He didn't see me.
那么我走过去呢，本来也没事的。后来想他怎么看到我都不打招呼呢
？And I was passing him, and then I said, "How come he didn't say hello to me?"
下一个问题就是他一定是对我有意见。
Next question is that he must have something against me.
是不是什么事情呢
？What is the matter?
他我得罪了他。
I must
你看整个人本来的平安和弟兄之间的和睦一下子就失去了。
So that harmony between the brother suddenly just lost.
仇敌就是做这种工作。
This is what the devil would do.
那一天他来到夏娃的面前就说神岂是真说不许你们吃园中树上所有的果子吗
？So that day, the devil came before Eve and said, "Did God truly say that you cannot eat all the fruits in the garden?"
女人说，他说的，我们可以吃，唯有园当中那一棵树上果子啊，神说我们不可以吃，也不可以摸。
And Eve said, "No, we can take everything except there's one fruit tree we cannot eat, nor can we touch it."
好，我们读圣经仔细一点，就发现了夏娃在这里加了一句话。
So if we study the Bible very carefully, we see that Eve had added another sentence to this.
我们对真理要认真的，不能加一句，加一个字都不行的。
So we have to be very serious with the truth. We cannot add another word.
在第二章里面说，你们不可以吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
And in chapter 2, it said, you cannot eat it, or then you will die.
这夏娃被蛇一问了，他就加了一个字，不可以吃，也不可以摸。
After the enemy tried to ask him her question, and she added it, not only you cannot eat, you cannot touch.
不能摸呢，看总可以看嘛，那我就看一看，一看呢，就受引诱了。
So you cannot touch. So I can see it, right? So as he saw the tree, and she was tempted.
弟兄姊妹，撒旦用谎言来引诱人，来破坏人。
So this is how Satan used lie to tempt people and to destroy people.
用这个来破坏神以人的那个工作的计划。
And also destroy the work of God on men.
而这一个破坏呢，是根基性的破坏。
And this kind of destruction is concerned and foundational.
因为撒旦借着他的谎言，当人吃了这个谎言进去，那个虚谎就进到人里面。
So as men take in the Satan's lies, falsehood will enter into man's heart.
保罗在启示中啊，他能够说这句话，他说不如说人都是虚谎的。
So Paul in God's revelation, he said, "Man lives under falsehood."
我不晓得弟兄姊妹。你读这里啊，你愿不愿意说阿们
？So I don't know when you read, when you, as you're reading here, would you agree and say amen?
你愿不愿意说主啊，我是虚谎的
？Are you willing to say to the Lord, "Lord, I'm under false"?
我认识有一个弟兄啊。
I know of a brother.
他有 allergy.
He has allergy.
他读到这里啊，我人都是虚谎的。
And he read this place that God, men's are liars.
他说我这个人都是虚谎的，这个 allergy 也是虚谎的。哈利路亚，感谢主。
And see, he said that this is so. My allergy is also false. So hallelujah, praise the Lord.
从那一天，他的 allergy 就好了。
From that day on, his allergy been healed.
弟兄姊妹，这是真理带来的实际。
This is a reality to come from the truth.
今天你是不是这样认识真理呢
？Is that how you understand truth?
好，我们要讲一点真理的特性。
We'll talk about some characteristic of truth.
比拉多，他是一个聪明的人。
Pilate is a very wise man.
他问了一个问题，他说这样说什么是真理呢
？So he asked a question. What is truth then?
我想我没有进到圣经里面，我先从我自己的领会和大家分享一点。
And I want to share my understanding apart from the Bible.
真理至少有七样特性。
At least truth has seven characteristics.
第一个，它必须是事实。
First, the truth has to be a fact.
不仅是事实。而且它叫是实情。
And not only is a fact, it's something that actually happened or will happen.
或者这样子 ，true condition.
It's true condition.
今天我们看见一些现象是一个事实，但那个现象背后的实情不一定是它外面的表现。
So sometimes we see a phenomenon is the truth, but yet it may not be the true condition.
是不是呢
？Isn't it?
有的人呢， 他因为上班的缘故，他要挂个微笑，那个叫做 professional smile。
And some people need to go to work, they put a post like a smile.
这个 smile 是个 fact.
A smile is a fact.
但是并不表示他实情里面是快乐的。
But yet it does not show that the true condition that he's happy.
所以他光是事实还不是真理，他必须是实情。
It's a fact, but it's not.May not be a true condition, but it had to be.
不仅是实情，而且它必须是实在的。
So not only the truth, had to be a true condition, it also it is
substance.
It is substance.
它必须是一个具体的、实在的。
It had to be a substance.
而且呢，它表现出来的时候是一个 reality.
What it manifested is a reality.
我希望我这样讲，不会叫弟兄姊妹觉得太学术化。
I hope this is not too academic for you.
因为这些都跟耶稣基督说他是真理有关系。
Because this is related when Jesus said he's the truth.
第二个，如果他是真理的话
，Secondly, if he's the truth,
他必须是普遍的。
It had to be common.
所以我们中国人有一句话说呢，放诸四海而皆准。
嗯，你讲吧。
It's universal.
Oh, had to be truth has to be universal.
就是你在这里是这样，到那里不改变的。
So if it is true here, had to be true also there.
所以 我年轻的时候刚刚出国 到美国来读书。
When I was young, I came to America to study.
哎，那时候很不习惯。
And I'm so not used to.
那时候不像现在北美这么多华人，更不像纽约了。
At that time, it's not many Chinese, not like New York.
有一次我到一个乡下一个 lab, national lab 去做实验。
One time I went to a remote place to do lab.
我的美国同事啊，他约我去那边中餐馆吃饭。
And there was American coworkers went to have Chinese food with me.
好，我们进那个中餐馆以后啊，结果那餐馆全家人都跑出来围着桌子瞪着我眼瞪着我看。
And then the whole family.
我们已经好久没有看到另外。除了我们家人以外，另外一个中国人。
And the owner, the whole family came out to look at me because they haven't seen Chinese for a long time.
那时候真是在美国很多生活不习惯的。
So I have so many things I'm not used to at that time.
有一次我参加聚会。
One time I attend a meeting.
有一个老弟兄做见证。
And older brother giving testimony.
他也说我到美国好不习惯。
He said, "I'm gonna come to America. I'm not used to it."
美国的菜刀我拿起来不会切。
When I hold an American knife,
因为中国人的菜刀跟美国菜刀不一样。
I do not know how to use it because it's different from the Chinese chopper.
他说，但是
，but
有一件事我可以做见证。
One thing I can testify.
我在台湾经历的主耶稣到了美国来，他是一样的。
What I experience Christ in Taiwan, here I can experience.
他从来没有离开过我。
He had never forsaken.
从来没有令我失望过。
He never disappointed.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做真。
So this is called true.
Universal.
Universal.
你在地上祷告。
When you pray on earth.
如果你有机会做太空人，你去了月亮祷告，一样的。
If you
have a chance, 你的祷告。
If you have a chance to be astronaut and pray on the moon, the Lord will also hear your prayer.
弟兄姊妹，这个是真理必须要有的特性。
This is a characteristic that truth must have.
第三个点。
Thirdly,
它是不改变的。
It is unchangeable.
好，这告诉我们说它是永远的，它在时间之外，但是进到时间里面来。
It's apart from the time, dimension of time, but yet enter into the time.
所有在时间里面的人事物都会改变。
Everything in the dimension of time, it will change. Men, things, events.
唯有从神那里出来的，又回到神那里去的，神的儿子，做人的耶稣基督，他不改变。
Only Christ that came from heaven and going back to heaven, he will not change.
弟兄姊妹，这好不好啊？
Isn't it wonderful?
这是真理。
This is truth.
好，我们信主。
When believe in the Lord,
我们自己人，我们的环境变了。
All our circumstances will change.
身体的体力也变了。
Our health will change.
心境也变了。
Our heart will change.
这时候真正能够回到的，依靠就是我们的主自己。
The only person we can trust is Christ Himself.
不仅如此。
Not only this.
我们知道真理它有它的必然性。
And also truth has something that is necessary.
它这个必然性应该怎么讲？可以哈。我们讲哈，我们在物理，在外面物质的宇宙中，也有它的这个受造宇宙中的定律。
And in this material world, there is law and principle that govern it.
这个物理的宇宙中，比如说重力，它 它是一个定律。啊，这
gravitational law，gravity is the law。
啊，所以牛顿呢，坐在苹果树底下，这个苹果不是往上飞掉下来，哎，他就思想啊，用数学就导出了这个万有引力定律。
So as Newton was sitting down under the apple tree, the apple fell down instead of flying up. So he used math and found out that the gravity.
你只要在它的里面，照着他所描述的光景，你在那个情况里面，它的结果就一定临到你。
Meaning that as you do something, if you're in him, the result will come upon you.
啊，这个叫做必然性。
So this is something, is a principle that must happen.
像我们出去传福音。
As we share the gospel.
我年轻的时候有很大的挣扎。
When I was young, I had a lot of struggles.
很不服气。为什么他去传那个人就信，我去传他就不信呢？
And how come that person shared the gospel, people will believe? When I shared, those people would not believe.
我就很想啊，去找那方法。
And I want to find seek some
methods. 那时候我真是去请教了，也去参加过很多的这个讲习。
And I attend many lectures.
还去实习。
And how to practice.
像那 Campus Crusade, the Four Spiritual Law, 我以前也用过。
And I use the Four Spiritual Law by Campus Crusade, and I use that too.
后来有一个老弟兄告诉我
，Later an elderly brother told me，
他说你传完福音，你讲完真理啊
，After you talk about the truth，
你如果能够让这个福音朋友跟你一起祷告
，If you can ask the friend to pray with you，
你就知道主会救他，不是你救他。
You know, you will know that it is not you who saving him, but the Lord who is saving him.
他因为主的话说，凡呼求主名的就必得救。
Because the Lord said, whoever calls upon the Lord will be saved.
这是一个属灵的律。
This is a spiritual law.
你呼喊他的名，你就得救。
As you call upon his name,
你肯祷告。
You're willing to pray.
我半信半疑啊。
And I half believe.
有一次主就带了一个福音朋友，他到我家来住。
And one time, God had let a gospel friend to stay in my house.
他是一个朋友的朋友介绍来的。
He's a friend of my friend.
他到我家了，心情非常不好，因为他要被地姐出境。
He is so downcast because he will be kicked out of the country.
他已经失眠了好几个礼拜。
He had not been able to sleep for
many weeks. 我去车站接他来的时候，看他就是一个，哎呀，真是患了忧郁症的人。
When I went to pick him up from the bus station, he is as if he is very depressed.
那一天晚上，我也生病了。
And that night, I also get sick.
我是主人了，打起精神来跟他谈谈福音。
And I'm the host, and I'm trying to preach him the gospel.
谈完以后，我就问他，你愿不愿意信主
？So after that, I asked, are you willing to accept the Lord?
他说，博先生，你讲的还蛮有道理的，我试试看吧。
And Mr. Bo, what you said is very reasonable. I will try.
他说，但是我想信了，我不知道该怎么信。
But I wanted to believe, but I don't know how.
我就跟他讲了，你能不能把这句话你问我的？你去问主耶稣。
I said, can you take the question you asked me to ask the Lord Jesus?
我跟他讲啊，他说那我怎么问呢
？But how am I going to ask?
我说我们祷告，基督徒祷告。
We'll pray because Christian.
他说什么叫做祷告呢
？What is prayer?
我说请你祷告的时候闭上眼睛。
Just close your eyes when you pray.
你闭上眼睛就看不见我，你也看不见外面的事情。
Then you cannot see me nor the things outside.
但你心里面。把主耶稣摆在面前
，But you take Christ，
好像他就在你的面前一样
，As if he is before you。
虽然你没感觉，但是你用相信的心说：“我现在对你说话。”
Although you cannot feel him, but yet you use you believe that he is there to listen to you。
我稍微讲了一点
，So I say a little bit。
好，我还说最后你说奉耶稣的名，阿门。
And then at the end you say in Jesus' name I pray, Amen。
他问我什么意思，我就解释了。
And I explain what that means。
好，他说好，试试看。
Okay, I'll try。
那我们就祷告，我就闭上眼睛。
So we start close our eyes.
我先为他祷告。
I pray for him first。
祷告完了，等了好久，一点声音都没有。
Afterwards, I wait for a long time.
我就张开眼睛看他，他也正张开眼睛，抬起头来看我。
And I open my eyes.
不好意思。
And he's also opening his eyes.
他一直戳他的手。
He was rubbing his hands.
我问他怎么搞的，他说我实在祷告不来。
I don't know how to pray.
我说那你再加一句话，你跟主耶稣讲，我信你，不知道怎么信，我祷告也祷告不来。
So you add this to Jesus.
但是你真的跟主耶稣讲。
But you truly talk to him, say, I want to believe, I don't know how to believe.
他实在是个很好的客人，客随主便了。所以他就闭上眼睛，真的要祷告。
He's a very good guest. He just followed what I tell him.
他还把手合起来。
And again, he holds his hands.
又等了一下，终于他并出一句话，他说：“主耶稣啊。”
After a while, he said, Lord Jesus,
我想信你，但我不知道怎么信。
I want to believe in you, but yet I do not know how to do it.
而且我也不会祷告，他就笑起来了。
And I don't know how to pray, and he
started to laugh. 结果连奉耶稣的名都忘记了，就阿门。
He forgot to say in Jesus' name, he just said amen.
去，我们要祷告，我身体很不舒服，我就回房间睡觉了。
Afterwards, I didn't feel well, so I went back to bed to sleep.
第二天早上
，Next morning,
九点钟他还没有起床。
He didn't even get up at 9 a.m.
我就去敲他的门。
I knocked on the door.
把他叫醒。
I woke him up.
他醒来，他很吃惊，他说：“怎么我睡了这么好一觉呢？”
And he was really shocked. How come I slept so well?
他说：“平安从哪里来呢？我心里面石头不见了。”
He asked, where the peace come from?
我的痛苦不见了，忧虑不见了，害怕不见了。
I lost all my fear, my worries.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做真理。
So this is the truth.
你是不是这样子接受耶稣基督？
This is how you receive the Lord Jesus.
你是不是这样子来读主的话语？
Is it how you read the word of God?
真理有它的必然性，像物理定律一样。
So truth has a spiritual law that must happen.
你只要照着真理所要求的那个条件，那么它的结果不用你来负责。
If you fulfill all the requirements of the truth, you don't have to worry about the end result.
这样。你就经历神在我们的中间。
Then you will experience God is in our midst.
从那一次的经验以后
，From that experience,
我对整个圣经、对侍奉，我存着恐惧战惊。我说：“主啊，求你帮助我接受你的真理。”
So from then on, I tremble before Him when I serve Him or read the Word, and pray that Lord, please help me to know the truth.
我们再要讲真理第五个点。它有它的绝对性。
And fifth, truth has its absolute truth.
啊，不能打折扣的，它不是相对的。
It is not relational, so you cannot discount
it. 拉到我们的经历的里面，它是相对的。
From our experience, it might be relational.
但是在主耶稣的身上，它是绝对的。
But yet on Christ, it's absolute.
弟兄姊妹，这个我们要搞得很清楚啊。
We have to be very clear on this.
我们今天基督徒的难处就是，我们讲经历的时候。好像就我就是绝对，我自己就是真理。
And many times when we explain our experience, we felt this is absolute.
这是基督徒的难处。
This is the Christian problem.
我经历了，所以我要你也要跟我一样。
I have that experience.
不是这样的。
I request that you must have that experience too. No.
这个绝对只能绝对在主耶稣的身上。
This absoluteness is only happened in Christ.
在你我身上，不论你达到多高多好的境界，那都是相对的。
But yet, no matter how spiritual you are, how high you reach, it is all relational.
我们在讲啊
relative.
啊，这个真理是独一的。
And this truth is the only truth.
它没有两套真理。
There's no two truths.
你知道学物理学的人呢，都想找到对称律啊。
And in physics, they look for something that is maybe have something different add on.
不是，这要对称律，这 symmetry.
A symmetry.
啊，你知道我们今天所有的。在地上的物理世界都是右旋定律的。
In physics, they look for symmetry.
所以人想要找到左旋的那个反物质和反这个另外一面，好像是 mirror image 一样。
This is what keep looking for, the mirror image.
弟兄姊妹们，但是来到属灵的境界，这真理是独一的。
But yet, and we come to the spiritual realm, truth is absolute.
而且真理对我们来讲是必要的。
It also is essential to us.
如果我们得不着这个真理，我们就一直活在谎言的捆绑和痛苦的里面。
If we do not have the truth, we will live in lies and in falsehood.
那么当主耶稣讲到他是真理的时候
，When Jesus said He is the truth,
这个真理带着属灵和道德的光来到地上。
And it,When we talk about truth, it brought along the light, spiritual and light.
所以约翰福音第三章二十一节讲，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
So therefore, in chapter 3, verse 21 of John, it says that light came into the world, but yet the world would not accept the light.
弟兄姊妹，可能我们都有一点这个人的经验。
We all have a human experience.
像我睡觉很怕光的。
And when I sleep, I don't like to have light around.
所以出去旅行一定带一个这个眼罩。
So I always bring something to cover my eyes when I travel.
我们知道有时候我们睡觉睡得很舒服啊，忽然别人用光照我们呢，我们觉得眼睛很刺眼，张不开眼睛呢。
So as we are sleeping, if somebody just turn on the light, it just so bother us.
因为我们习惯了黑暗。
Because we're so used to darkness.
所以当主耶稣来到地上，他把真相、把实情告诉神的儿女们的时候，神的儿女们拒绝他。
So as Christ came, he brought truth to his children, but his children rejected.
唯有行真理的，他来接受这个光。
Only who lives by the truth, they will accept the light.
因为呢，他所行的是靠神而行。
Because whatever he done is done through God.
那么今天真理对于基督徒个人和教会。
What is the significance of the truth to us individually and also to church?
我们讲哈，第一个真理哈，在神的话语里面，让我们认识的基督，把我们建立起来。
First, in truth, we get to know Christ, and it will build us up.
所以在使徒们他们服事，在使徒行传二十章三十二节，保罗对以弗所的长老们。离告别的话语中
So as Paul is departing and he exhorts the elders in Ephesus
他说如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的话语
And I'm going to commit you to God and also to his word of grace
他说这话语呢能建立你们叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业
Which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified
基督徒啊刚开始信主的时候我们都很盼望的得着一点经历。
So as a new Christian, they long for have some experience.
弟兄姊妹们，所以我们有的人就喜欢讲圣灵。
So some people like to talk about Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵带给我们直接的经历。
Because he will give us directly experience.
但是等一下我们要讲圣灵是真理的圣灵。
And later on we'll talk about the spirit of truth.
我自己年轻的时候，我也得着这些经历。
When I was young, I have this kind of
experience. 我常常认为这些经历可以保我一辈子，够用了。
And I felt that these experiences can last me for a lifetime.
我发现了不够用的。
And I found that it's not true.
你必须要有神的话语。
You must have God's word.
我举一个例子。
Let me take an example.
我们聚会中有一个弟兄啊，他得救很清楚。
And in my meeting place, there's a brother who truly knows he's been saved.
得救以后喜乐得不得了。
He was so.
碰到人就去传福音了。
He's so full of joy. Everyone will speak the gospel.
但有一次他去传福音回来以后，垂头丧气的。
But one time after he shared the gospel, he was so dejected.
我问他怎么搞的呢
？What happened?
他那个人讲的比我更有道理啊！我现在都怀疑我到底信不信耶稣对不对了。
And that person even more had more reasoning than me. I'm wondering, should I believe in the Jesus?
弟兄姊妹们，你就看见真理在我们身上的建造何等重要。
So it is so important to have truth to build us up.
如果你光凭着感觉，光凭着经历，你会被骗的。
Just by your feeling or experience, you can be deceived.
需要有真理，神的话语，使我们这个人被建立起来。
So we need to have the truth, the word of God to build us up.
不仅个人是这样。
Not only individuals like this.
神的家，教会更需要这样。
God's house, the church, need it also.
所以我们看见，当神的话语把基督的意义解开的时候
，So as in the truth, the word of God explained about Jesus.
那些得着神话语的人，那个时代就蒙福。
Those generation that received the word will be blessed.
神的家就被建造起来。
And God's house is being established.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天不要，千万不要轻看真理。
So do not despise, think less of the truth.
我很多时候啊，我听见有一些弟兄姊妹讲啊。这个读圣经没有用
many times,
还有听道也没有用
I heard from many people that truth is useless or going to meeting is useless
是的如果你只是在字句里面下功夫那是没有用的
Yes, if you only emphasize on the letters and the written code is useless
但是若是你在神的话语里面摸到了基督那就是真理了
But yet if you have touched upon Christ in his word that is the truth
如果基督的意义在那个话语里面被解开来了。
If the Christ has been explained by the word,
弟兄姊妹们，那是我们极大的祝福。
That is truly a great blessing to us.
不仅如此，
Not only
我们看见
this,
真理是用来征战的。
The truth is used for warfare.
今天撒旦呢用谎言来挑战神的儿女们。
Because the devil used lies to challenge his believers.
我们不要去跟他周旋讲理由。
Don't even try to explain and then
老练的弟兄姊妹用神的话语。
People who've been trained will use the word of God.
所以 使徒保罗讲到教会的征战是在以弗所书第六章十七节。
Therefore, Paul in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17.
他告诉我们说，我们要戴上救恩的头盔。
We have to put on the helmet of salvation.
告诉我们说，我们心思意念呢，要蒙拯救。
Meaning our hearts and mind need salvation.
要从那些理由、逻辑、思考啊这些呢。中间被拯救出来。
Be saved from all these logics and human reasons.
要我们经历基督。
We have to experience Christ.
要我们戴上基督。
We must put on Christ.
拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的话语。
Take up the sword of God, which is the word of God.
我们知道，在十六世纪，天主教进入最黑暗的时候。
We know that in the 16th century, a Catholic Church entered into the great darkness.
那时候连了得救的路都没有了。
Even they do not know the way of salvation.
因为那个教皇呢，他告诉人说，你只要有钱，你将来要犯的罪都可以赦免。
Because at that time, the Pope will say, as long as you have money, even the future sins that you will commit will be forgiven.
所以没有人知道怎么得救了。
So they do not know how to be saved.
就在那个时候，真理的光。从天上赐下来。
At that time, the light of the truth shines from heaven.
啊，所以呢，马丁路德他贴在德国那个教堂门口95条。
So, Martin Luther would nail on the door in the church, 95 items, theses.
啊，每一条他都是根据圣经。
Everyone is according to the scripture.
啊，直问你做这件事是不是照着这句话。
Meaning, if you do this, it's according to the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是属灵的征战。
This is a spiritual warfare.
弟兄姊妹，你我何等的需要，认识真理。
You and I, we need so much to know the truth.
那么主耶稣告诉我们说，我就是真理。
And Jesus said, I am the truth.
为什么这样说呢？
Why did he say that?
主耶稣也说到，他在要上十架以前，为着教会，为着他的门徒们祷告。
Before he went to the cross, for the church and also his disciples, he prayed.
求你用真理使他们成圣。
Sanctify them with your truth.
你的话语就是真理。
Your word is truth.
你知道，当然圣经是神的话语。
We know the word of God, the Bible is the word of God.
但是当约翰写约翰福音的时候，他得着启示。
As John wrote the book of John,
他看见了神的儿子就是神的话语。
He saw that.Son of God himself is the word.
所以约翰福音第一章第一节他说太初有道道与神同在道就是神。
So John wrote, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
神的儿子我们的主耶稣基督在没有道成肉身之前宇宙万有开始之前没有时间之前他就在那里，他就是神的话。
And meaning Jesus, even before he was become flesh and come to earth, before time exists, he was there.
而且这个话是有位格的，他就是神子。
And this word has personality, which is the God Son.
这个话，在圣经里面用的是 logos 这个字。
And word here is in is logos.
不是我们平时讲的这一句话两句话。
It's not one or two sentences.
它是神心中一个完整的思想。
It's a complete thought of God.
包含了神的旨意。
Include God's will.
包含了他的目的。
His purpose.
包含了他的计划。
His plan.
他或者 counsel.
Or counsel.
也包含了他的作为 operation.
Operation.
所有在时间中一切要发生的事情都在这个话语的里面。
So everything that is going to happen is in the word.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能想象这有多丰富。
We cannot imagine how rich that is.
我们也不能想象在加利利一个打鱼的渔夫啊，约翰能够得着这样的智慧。
And we cannot imagine a fisherman like John would have this kind of wisdom.
真是神启示给他。
It is God who revealed to him.
你知道保罗啊，是一个受过教育、思想啊，很有这个分析组织能力的一个人。
We know Paul is a very wise man. He knows how to analyze.
他也试着要解释。
He tried to explain.
所以在他的解释里面呢，这个话就包含了神的 will 旨意。
So
这是在以弗所书第一章第十一节。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11, it includes God's will in it.
啊，这个旨意我们知道是神的不改变的永远的旨意。
And this is the eternal, unchangeable will of God.
因着这个旨意，神就定出了一个目的。
Because there is a will, He has a purpose.
啊，有了这个目的，他就产生了整个工作的计划，一个 counsel。
So when he has a purpose, he planned out a council.
因着这个 council, 他开始了有实际的行动，有 operation.
Because of that plan, he started
the
operation on this.
今天你我的生活都在这个话语的范围。
We are all living within this word.
我们的侍奉也应该在这个话语的管制底下。
And our service should be under the control of the word.
这是主讲到他是真理。
So this is why he said he is the truth.
啊，第二。
Secondly,
当他来到地上的时候，这真理怎么向我们表达
？How did he express the truth to us when he came to earth?
所以在希伯来书第一章第一、第二节里面
，In Hebrew chapter 1 verse 1 and 2,
他说神曾经在古时啊，多次多方的向我们列祖借着众先知说话。
So in the past, God spoke to our forefather, through the prophets and many times in various ways.
就是神借着他的灵感动这些先知们说出神启示的话语。
Through the Spirit and these prophets being touched to speak the word of God.
但是在这末世呢，神就在他儿子里面向人说话。
But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his son.
神在他儿子里面说话。
God speak through his son.
它是什么意思
？What does that mean？
我们先讲神借着众先知啊，多次多方的说话，那就是以色列人记下来的旧约圣经。
So when we talk about the prophets, God spoke through the prophets, and many times, many ways, is the Old Testament being recorded？
也就是律法和先知。
Is law and the prophets？
这都是为耶稣基督做见证。
They all testify about Christ。
那么当主耶稣道成肉身来到地上向人说话。
After Jesus became flesh and speak to people,
神在他的儿子里面说话。
So God speak in His Son.
有的地方翻了，神借着他的儿子说话。
Sometimes He said speak by His Son.
这两个，我们都可以这样领会。
We can also understand it that way.
神不仅是借着道成肉身的主耶稣来传递他的话语。
Not only God used His Son to spread the word to us.
并且当主耶稣说话的时候，神就在他的话语的里面。
So as Jesus is speaking, God is speaking.
所以当主说话，当时的犹太人呢，就感觉他的话很特别。
So the Jews at that time, when Jesus speak this, is very something different.
因为他说话的时候是带着权柄。
Because he spoke with authority.
不像我们的文士和那些。和那些祭司们讲话
，It's different from the scribes and the chiefs and priests.
带着权柄，就是他摸到我们的心，扎到我们这个人。
Meaning that the authority, meaning that he had pierced our hearts, he had touched upon our innermost being.
主自己也讲到，他说我所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And Jesus said, "My word is spirit, and it is true."
所以主的话来就点活人的灵。
So when the word of God came, it enlightened our spirit.
主的话来就供应人的生命。
And when the word comes, he will provide our inner spiritual.
这也说出灵呢带来天上启示的光。
So when we say spirit, meaning it brought the enlightenment to us.
这生命告诉我们说，成为我们生活中的能力。
So when we say his word is life, meaning he gave us power for our daily living. Why?
因为神在他儿子里面出来了。
Because God had come forth.By his son.
所以主耶稣说话的时候就是神说话。
So when Jesus spoke, God is speaking.
我常常思想啊，那些门徒们在肉身中跟随主真是有福气。
Many times I thought it's so wonderful that disciples able to walk with Christ.
我想有时候读马太福音，读到第八章。
When I was reading Matthew chapter 8.
第八章还是第九章啊，我们。
Chapter 8 or chapter 9.
那就是。马太蒙召的那一个经历
is the calling of Levi,
应该是第九章
chapter
9那一天呢主耶稣来到马太上班的地方
and Matthew came to Jesus came to where Matthew worked
主耶稣到那里啊轻轻地讲了一句话说来跟从我
and Jesus likely said follow me
结果这个马太啊他也不需要辞职因为他是 self-employed 的
And he doesn't know how to.
他就收到了。
He's a self-employed.
从那一天再也不收税了。
From then on, he stopped being a tax collector. 弟兄姊妹，
今天如果你去啊，这个 Citibank Tower 去跟他们 CEO 说来跟从我，他来不来啊？
If somebody would say,
绝对不来，对不对？
CEO of Citibank,
因为你是什么呢？你的话有什么力量呢？
And ask to follow me, they never follow you because you have no authority in your word.
历世历代，主耶稣向他的儿女们轻轻说一句话，
From ages past,
这些人就人生就改变了。
And Jesus would speak to people, and people's life would change, isn't it?
人得救就是这样得救的。
This is how we believe.
人生命改变就是这样改变的。
This is how we are transformed.
我自己来美国也是一样，追求学问，追求前面的前途。主说一句话，你起来跟随羔羊。
This is same as to me as I come to America.
就把我人生改变了。
I seek education, my future.
那个能力直到今天仍然托住我。
And then God speak, follow me, I follow the Lamb, and this will continue to sustain me.
这是讲到神在他儿子里面向我们说话。
This is how God speak in his son.
主耶稣不仅说神的话，
Not only Jesus will speak God's word.
而且他自己就是神话语里面的实质和内容。
He is the substance and content of God's word.
所以马太福音第五章第十七节他讲。
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 17 it says.
在这里他主说呢，莫想我来是要废掉律法和先知。
Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets.
他说不，我来了不是要废掉。
No, I'm not coming to abolish.
乃是要成全。
But it's to fulfill.
这成全是什么意思呢
？What does it mean by fulfill?
有时候我们的感觉说，因为人都做不到，所以主耶稣来为我们做到。
Or you say, oh, we cannot fulfill it, we cannot do it, so Jesus came to do it for us.
亚伯拉罕虽然很顺服，他人生还是有失败，所以没有成全。
Oh, Abraham, although he's very good, but yet he cannot fulfill.
摩西虽然很谦和，但是还是发了次脾气，所以没成全。
So even Moses, he's very humble, but yet he have a temper, so he did not fulfill it.
所以主耶稣来，他就把它成全了。
So Jesus came to fulfill.
我们可能大部分弟兄姊妹都是这样的。
Majority of us are comprehended this.
是的，不错，主耶稣来是没有斑点、没有瑕疵、没有一点点可以指摘的。
So we know Jesus came, he is without blemish, without a blame.
所以他能够为我们成为赎罪的羔羊。
He become the Lamb of God for us.
他能够为我们呢，以无罪的代替有罪的。
He was taking the sinners become sin for us.
但是主成全律法和先知还不是仅仅指着这个说的。
But this is not what explained here that he fulfilled the law and the prophets.
也不是说呢，律法和先知啊，他们都不完备，所以主耶稣来把它补足了。
And not that the law and the prophets are not complete, and Jesus came to add on something.
就好像美国的宪法只有几条，但是后面有好几条的这个什么amendment。对不对？要补上去，因为环境改变。
Or because an environment change, something need to be add on to it.
这句话真正的意义是什么呢
？What is the true meaning of this?
在旧约时代，神借着先知启示们，先知们呢，和摩西啊，把律法和先知给我们。
And God has spoken through the prophets, give us the law.
这些律法只不过是真理的一个轮廓。一个描绘而已。
It's just a little bit touch upon a little bit of God's word.
The frame of the truth.
The frame of the truth.
它不过是一个外面的架子。
It's just a frame outwardly.
但是里面走过去的时候，你摸到的都是字句，没有那个能力，没有那个实际。
But yet when you really look into it, there's no reality, just a written code.
但是主耶稣来的时候，那个轮廓里面就满了实际了。
But yet when Jesus came, that content is filled the frame.
这就是基督来成全律法和先知真实的意义。
This is a true meaning how Jesus came to fulfill the law and the prophets.
所以我们中文呢把这个 truth 翻了叫做真加上一个理。
In Chinese explanation of the word true is something that is true and that is a reasoning.
其实主耶稣讲我就是 truth, I am the truth, 就是我就是那真。
Meaning that when Jesus said, I am the truth, meaning I'm that true.
That very truth.
The very truth.
真理啊，是关于那真的一个人用语言的描绘。
And truth is being described as something very true.
是一种说法来表达那个真，好叫我们能够领会它。
Is that when it's described being true that we can comprehend it.
但是主耶稣就是那真，那什么意思呢？他就是那个真理里面的 本体的真相。
So meaning when he said he's the truth, meaning he's the substance and content of that truth.
这个本体的真相，希伯来书用这个字叫 the very image, very expression of the truth.
The very image and expression of the truth.
因为神呢是人看不见的，他是真实的。那么现在呢，那个真相借着耶稣基督表现出来了。
True, okay. God is something that man cannot see.But God, Jesus expressed it.
主耶稣就是那真的实质那个 substance.
So Jesus is that substance.
他来到地上，他也是成为那个那真的那个实际。
He became the truth, and he became the reality.
所以我们讲到平安，基督是平安。
So when we talk about peace, it's a Christ's peace, is our peace.
平安是一个真，但是呢？你摸到基督的时候，你才得着那个实际。
Although peace is something that is truth, only when you encounter God, you have peace.
这是我们可以经历的。
Something we can experience.
喜乐也是一样。
Joy is the same way.
基督在我们里面，他是我们的喜乐。
When Christ is in us, we have joy.
你不需要做出一个东西来，他在里面，你就不会失去这个喜乐。
When He's in you, you will not lose that truth,
弟兄姊妹
that joy.
但是我们要摸到那个实际，我们必须要摸到基督。
But if you want to touch upon that reality, you must touch Christ.
接下来我就要讲一点。
Then I'm going to explain.
好，我们今天在认识上面，我们怎样以基督做真理，好叫我们能够来到父的跟前。
How can we take Christ as truth so that we can go to the Father?
在哥罗西书第二章第八节。
In Colossians chapter 2 verse 8.
使徒保罗因为讲到哥罗西教会的一个难处，他用负面的说，你们不照着基督。
In chapter 2 verse 8, he said you got to be go according to Christ.
我们从正面讲哈，我们
positively
以基督为真理啊。我们今天在地上个人和教会所有的生活侍奉要照着基督。
So as we talk about Jesus is the truth, in our individual life and also the truth, we must go according to Christ.
什么叫做照着基督呢？
What does that mean be according to Christ?
就是以基督为模型。
Meaning using him as the pattern and the mode.
以基督做标准。
He is the standard.
以基督做尺度 measure.
He is our measurement.
以基督做榜样。
And he's our example.
弟兄姊妹，在这个点上面呢，是非常有讲究的。
It is a full of discussion on this point.
在旧约时代，摩西被召到西乃山上40昼夜。
As in the Old Testament, Moses was taken to Mount Sinai for 40 days and nights.
神把那个样式指示给他。
And God had revealed him the pattern.
我们读圣经，在圣灵的帮助底下，我们知道那都是指着基督说的。
And we know under the Holy Spirit's teaching, this is talking about Christ.
所以我们呢，要照着基督，我们必须要来到神的话语的跟前。
So if we're going to do according to Christ, we must come to His word, the truth.
因为呢，整本圣经是为主耶稣基督做见证。
Because the whole Bible testifies about Christ.
这是在约翰福音第五章第39节那里讲的。
In John chapter 5 verse 35.
主耶稣告诉当时的犹太人。
At that time Jesus said to the Jews.
他说你们呢，每个安息日诵读摩西的书。
He said every Sabbath you will read about the law of Moses.
因为你们以为在这个书中可以找到永生。
You thought there would be eternal life in it.
但是主说呢，给我做见证的就是这书。
But yet this book testified for me.
但是你们却不肯到我这里来得生命。
But yet you refuse to come to me to have life.
所以主告诉我们说，整本的圣经呢，都是他的见证。
So Jesus said the whole Bible is his testimony.
所以我们要照着基督，我们先要看见他的见证。
So if we're going to do according to Christ, we must see his testimony.
所以我们对圣经的话语，我们要求主。让我们有一个正确的态度。
So toward the word of God, we must have the right attitude.
我们要承认。
We have acknowledge.
神的话语是我们信仰的最高的根据。
So the Bible is the highest basis of how why we believe.
也是我们一切生活侍奉信心的准则。
And also the standard of our faith in everything we do.
我们今天每一件事情我们做决定的时候，我们最好能够回到主的话语里面看主的话是不是这样说的。
So every time when they make a come to a decision, we have to look at the word of God, is that how God wants us to do it?
如果主的话语里面没有，我们不要把它带进来。
So if the word of God did not have this, don't bring it in.
如果主的话里面有的，我们就求主怜悯我们，让我们能够照着他走。
So if there's something in the Bible, we ask the Lord help us to do accordingly.
这是照着基督。
This is called according to Christ.
第二个哈。
Secondly,
我们不仅仅有外面印出来我们可以读的圣经，我们要学，要熟悉，要承认，要尊重，要顺服。
Not only we have this written, outwardly this written Bible, we have to read, we have to study, we have to obey.
不仅如此啊。
Not only this.
当我们要读圣经的时候，我们需要真理的圣灵来帮助我们。
As we study the Bible, we need the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit to help us.
所以约翰福音第十六章第十三节，主耶稣讲到。
Therefore, John chapter 16, verse 23, it
says, 我还有好些事要告诉你们。但你们现在担当不了。
He said, I have a lot of things to tell you, but now you cannot bear it.
或者说呢，你们现在还不能领会。
Or you cannot comprehend now.
确实，有很多时候我们读圣经呢，我们是读了，但是一点都不领会。
Many times we read the Bible, we read it, but we cannot comprehend it.
我要承认，我刚开始读圣经的时候，几乎是在跟圣经吵架。
I remember when I started reading the Bible, I keep arguing with the Bible.
我这句话不对，跟我的逻辑思维不通。
He said, this is wrong because it's against my logic. We do not understand.
弟兄姊妹，但是我们要越过这个阶段。
We have to overcome this.
主也知道我们会有这个阶段，我们不能领会。
The Lord understands that sometimes we cannot comprehend.
所以主应许说，只等真理的圣灵来了。
So the Lord said, wait until the Spirit of Truth comes.
他要引导你们，不仅明白，并且进入这真理的实际。
He will lead you to understand and also enter into the truth.
这告诉我们说呢，圣灵乃是圣经的作者。
Meaning that the Holy Spirit is the author of this Bible.
因为圣经乃是神所默示出来的。
Because the Bible is being inspired by the Holy Spirit.
而这个默示呢，讲是神吹出来的气。
Inspire is meaning it's come from the breath of God.
弟兄姊妹们，那个气就是神的灵。
And this breath of God is the God's spirit.
如果我们要读懂一本书啊，
if you want to understand a book,
要知道它书里面的意义啊，
really understand what it means.
不是找那些后来的人去训诂考证的解释专家，比如说读《红楼梦》，今天有很多人研究红学啊，解释。这一个情景是指的什么说的
？And as they study literature, they try to understand what's the real meaning in it.
所以各家有各派的解说，对不对？不， and, 很多的意见。
And there are different schools that have different explanation.
如果曹雪芹呢能够回来的话，你直接问他， but, 他就解释了这是什么，我指的什么说的
？But if the author would come back, then we would ask her directly, what does that mean?
同样的，今天我们读圣经呢。如果没有真理的圣灵来教导我们，难怪人会用圣经来彼此相争。
So similarly, we have to ask the author, the Holy Spirit, to explain to us, or else we'll be arguing on this Bible.
这是神儿女们中间的一个悲剧。
This is a tragedy among the children of God.
我们需要真理的圣灵来开启我们。
We need the Spirit of Truth to open our hearts and minds.
所以我们要承认。圣灵是真理的圣灵，因为主耶稣这样介绍他。
So, this is how we need to acknowledge is the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth.
他不仅是圣经的作者，
not only he's the author of the Bible，
并且他是圣经最高的、唯一的解释者。
He is the highest authority to explain the Bible.
不仅他解释圣经，
not only he will explain the Bible，
并且他来执行神的话语。他是圣经的执行者。
He's the executor of the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等奇妙的！
Isn't how amazing it is.
所以今天你要经历主的话，你来到主耶稣的跟前，得着圣灵，你就进入了。
So if you want to experience things, you come before the Jesus, and the Holy Spirit will help you experience things.
所以，当我们接受主的话，我们读圣经，来到主耶稣的跟前。
As you read the word of God, you come before Jesus.
我们仰望等候圣灵来。
And we look upon, we wait upon the Spirit of Truth.
来做启示的工作。
To do the work of revelation.
来做解释的工作。
And do the work of explaining.
来做点活的工作。
And the work of enlightening.
并且把我们带进那个实际的里面。
And also enter the reality of the truth.
我相信我在这里讲啊，对很多弟兄姊妹都只是一个复习。
For you, when I'm speaking, it may be just revising the whatever you know.
Review.
Review.
啊，我这些都应该是我们有过的经历。
We should have all these experiences.
是不是呢？我们有时候读主的话语，真是读不懂。
Sometimes when we read the word of God, we don't understand.
啊，没有关系，我们就到主面前来求问。
Doesn't matter. We just ask the Lord.
把自己摆在那句话的里面。
We put ourselves in the word.
说主，我还不是这个样子。
Lord, I'm not like this.
不知道什么时候圣灵在我们里面开启我们。
And then one day the Holy Spirit will open our eyes.
像我们以前讲啊，我要到主面前来求平安。
Oh, before we will come to the Lord for peace.
但是有弟兄告诉我们说，不，基督就是你的平安。
And they say, oh, no, 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 Jesus is peace to us.
你有没有基督呢？
Do you have
我有基督、
Jesus?
但是我还是没有平安呢、啊、
Do you have Christ? But yet I do not have peace.
我就把我自己带到主面前了。
So I bring myself to the Lord.
主啊，我需要进入这一句真理。
I need to enter into the reality of this truth.
过了一段时间圣灵来了。
After a while the Holy Spirit came.
在一个环境的里面。
In a certain circumstance.
别人说你刚才遭遇这件事你怎么不发脾气呢？
And they said,you just encountered something. How come you did not have the temper?
我说我为什么要发脾气呢？
Why would I have temper?
他说那个人那么刺激你，你怎么都没有反应呢？你是不是痴呆了或者迟钝了呢？
People trying to irritate you, but you did not have temper. Are you? What happened to you?
我不觉得他在说我啊。
But I said I don't think he
was talking about me.
But when I return and meditate,
正在那个时刻，主耶稣是我的平安。
Christ is my peace at that time.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这样经历过呢？
Have you have that experience?
我经历过。
I experienced that.
我的主何等奇妙。
How amazing is our Lord?
他要把一切的真理实化在我的人生经验里面。
He want to use the truth and make it alive in our hearts.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这是照着基督我们的经历。
This is how we should experience according to Christ.
好，我们知道圣灵来执行神一切的话语。
We know the Holy Spirit is going to execute all God's word.
在创造这物质的宇宙的时候，神是用他的话。
When God created the world, He used His word.
神说要有光，就有了光。
God said, "Let there be light." There's light.
神说呢，这个天上的水和地上水要分开来，就分开来。
And God said the water had to be separated up to heaven and the earth, and then it was separated.
今天在你我的里面，好像神要做一个新的创造。
In you and I, God seems to be doing a new creation.
这个新的创造，谁来说话呢？
Who's going to speak in this new creation?
基督，神的儿子已经说了话了。
Christ, Jesus already spoken.
现在谁来说呢？
So who's going to say it?
圣灵叫我们想起基督所说的话。
In the Holy Spirit, we remind us what Jesus has spoken.
当圣灵一说的时候，这个事情就成就在你身上。
When Holy Spirit spoke, it will accomplish in our life.
这是何等奇妙的事情！
How amazing it is!
我自己蒙恩得救就是这样开始。
This is how I receive God's grace.
我在年轻的十九岁那一年。
When I was 19 years old.
那时候我在信仰上呢，遇见很大的一个危机啊。
At that time, my faith had faced a crisis.
我几乎呢。要放弃了。
I nearly want to forsake my faith.
我说主啊，我做基督徒做得好累啊。
And Lord, I'm so tired.
我想行的义，我行不出来；我不想行的恶呢，天天去做。
The righteousness I want to do, I can, but the wickedness I don't want to do.
我也认罪，认了罪，怎么没有平赦罪的平安呢
？I confess my sin, I don't have peace.
我到主面前去办交涉。
So I negotiate with the Lord.
主也不回答。
The Lord did not answer me.
到那是一个夏令会。
It was a retreat like this.
每天下午大家都跪在主面前祷告。
Every afternoon we will kneel before the Lord and pray.
弟兄姊妹，那服事的年长的弟兄姊妹教导我们，你要寻求主，主就必被你寻见。
The elder brother said, if you seek the Lord, you will be found.
所以他们教我的各种方法我都用了，我很认真的，好好寻求主。
I use all kinds of methods they suggested. I really seek after the Lord.
我行他自己认罪。
I check myself and I confess.
认罪完，哈利路亚赞美。
I even hallelujah praise the Lord.
哇，他们看我这年轻人不错，好多那几位年长的姊妹就来为我按手祷告，主啊，祝福他，祝福他。一按呢，我全身出汗，一点感觉也没有。
Some elderly sister will lay their hands upon us. Please bless this young man. I sweat, but I did not have any feeling.
从礼拜一到礼拜五。
From Monday to Friday.
我 我到最后我想主啊，我精疲力竭了。
And I said, Lord, I'm so tired. It's
大概啊，你拣选了别人，没有拣选我。
Maybe you have chosen other people, have not chosen.
那是一个圆形的聚会厅，大家各跪在自己的椅子边上。
So it is around a hall, everybody kneel down.
我就抬起头来看了，周围还有没有人。
So I raised my head to see anybody around.
我站起来，拔脚就出门了，
so、
再也不祷告了。
If nobody else is praying, I would just leave and just go out.
很奇妙。
Amazing.
当我正要跨过那个门槛的时候
，just about I'm just crossing the threshold.
有人向我说话。
Suddenly somebody had spoken to me.
不住的祷告。
Pray unceasingly.
我整个人被抓住了。
I was totally taken hold of.
你知道人有自尊的。
We have self-respect.
虽然我还是个年轻人呢
although I was young,
我也不愿意再回头去祷告。
I want to go. I don't want to go back.
我已经走出去了。
I already walked out.
但是我就羡慕的不得了，站在窗子外面看弟兄姊妹跪在里面祷告，我就是没勇气进去再跪下来。
But yet I looked through the window and saw the brothers and sisters are kneeling and pray. I do not have the courage and go back to pray.
我一直想这是谁跟我说话
？I said, "Who's speaking to me?"
我读到约翰福音十六章。
I read John chapter 16.
对不起，应该是。应该是十四章二十六节。
It should be chapter 14, verse 26.
他说：“但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。”
But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you.
当然，圣灵不是一次来把主耶稣所说的一切话都让我们想起来。
The Holy Spirit did not only take in once to remind us of God.
圣灵非常有智慧。
Holy Spirit is very wise.
非常的慈爱。
Very loving.
非常的细致 ，tender.
And very tender.
所以他知道我当时的情况，照着我能接受的。向我说话。
At that time, he understand how I feel, and according to my feeling, he talked to me.
我站在外面，我就跟主说：“主啊，今天晚上当大家睡觉的时候，我要祷告。”
And I told the Lord tonight, when everybody is sleeping, I'm going to pray.
就在那一天晚上，我跪下来祷告。
So that night, I kneel down and pray.
忽然之间，
Suddenly,
像一幅异象一样。
Just like a vision.
我看见主为我钉在十字架上。
I saw how Jesus was nailed on the cross for me.
我里面充满了喜乐，充满了平安。
I was filled with joy and peace.
也充满了亏欠的感觉。
I feel ashamed.
弟兄姊妹们，不能，我到现在，我每次回想，我还不能够彻透那一幅情景的意义。
Every time when I look back and see what happened, I really cannot totally comprehend what happened.
在钉十字架的主身上，我看见了美丽。
I saw beauty in the crucified Christ.
现在我才知道那个美丽叫做圣洁。
I see that beauty now understand is called holiness.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
真理就是我们的主。
Truth is our Lord.
所以保罗讲，他父神把我们放在基督里。
Paul said, God has put us in Christ.
让基督成为你的智慧。
That Christ become your wisdom,
成为你的圣洁
your holiness,
成为你的公义
becomes your righteousness,
成为你的救赎
and your salvation.
弟兄姊妹，这一切的真理都不再是个道理了，
so,
就是那真在你我里面成为我们的经历，
so,
成为我们的实际。
All this truth is not just a saying. All this become true and become our real experience.
巴不得今天神的儿女们活在这个实际的里面。
How I pray that we will all live in this experience.
因着耶稣基督是真理。
Because He's the truth.
我们就在他里面认识了父。
So in Him we will know of God.
因着他是真理，我们被建造起来。
Because He's the truth, we are being built up.
因为主所要建造的材料不是基督之外的材料。
Because the material He wants to use to build is nothing apart from Christ.
不是你的热心。
It's not your enthusiasm,
也不是你的善良
not because of your
也不是你我的道德
It's not you and I's
而是在我里面得着的基督
It's the Christ that we have given.
还要把我自己那一切好的不好的通通拿掉
And take away everything that is good and not good.
那个才是真正的建造
That is true building.
那个叫我们能够通过考验
That we can stand the test.
弟兄姊妹们主耶稣基督讲他这样来建造我们，将来我们就可以回到父那里去。
If we are being built up this way, one day we will return to the Father.
我们要这样来照着基督。
This is how we do according to Christ.
所以我们何等需要 常常的来到主的跟前，对圣灵我们要有一个恭敬俯伏的态度。
How we need to come before the Lord and reverently bow down before the Holy Spirit.
这个叫做等候。
This is called waiting upon Him.
所以英文很好，这个等候不是像等汽车那个等。
The wait upon Him is not like waiting for the bus.
我们看很多人等，我小的时候等汽车，等到不来生气了，自己走了，不坐它了。
And after waiting so long for the bus,
对不对？
I'm get angry, I just start walking.
因为他误点了。
Because they were late.
我们如果用这样等候圣灵呢，圣灵永远不会在我们身上做工。
If this is the way we wait upon the Holy Spirit will never come.
那个叫做 wait for.
That's wait for.
就是他来满足我的意念。
He's come to satisfy my mind.
叫做 wait for.
Wait for.
我为着我的目的，我来等他。
For my purpose, I wait upon him.
Wait for.
Wait for,
wait for him.
Wait for him.
Wait upon 是他是主人，我是仆人，我在那里侍立，是等他。
So when we say wait upon him, is that he is the master, I'm the servant, I'm here waiting upon him.
我昨天听我们两位弟兄讲他们早期到纽约来打工的。历史
Last time was hearing a story about two brothers who came to New York to work.
这个上班叫他们穿什么衣服就穿什么衣服。
They would wear whatever they told him.
叫他做 jockey 的戴的帽子，那个骑士帽他也戴上。
And whatever hat they want him to wear, that's what he'll do.
他还不能做 waiter 了，只做 busboy.
And they cannot.
每个人只做他自己分内的事情。
They cannot be waiter. They are just busboy.
他说那高级餐馆呢？一个 waiter 只能服侍两个桌子。
And for this high class restaurant, one waiter can only wait the two tables.
客人坐下来的时候，你不能让客人感觉你的存在的。
When you are waiting upon the guests, you cannot let them know that you are there.
但是客人有需要的时候，他手才抬起来，那个东西就到他手上了。
But yet when
那个叫做 wait upon。
When the guest raises his hand, things are ready in. But this is called waiting upon.
我曾经被请过。到一些高级的 club 餐馆里面吃饭，我是土包子，我想拿个东西擦擦手，我才手伸出来，哎，这个巾就到我手上了，一抬头看了，不知道哪里来的，那个 waiter 站在旁边非常恭敬，他就退下去了。
So
站在那里。
I've been invited to the restaurant in a club, and I didn't know anything, so I want something to wipe my mouth, and then I just raise my head, and suddenly the cloth is right there. They are just reverently serving and waiting upon me.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们读圣经，以主耶稣做真理该有的态度。
This is the attitude we should have as we take Jesus as our truth.
他是我们的主人。
He is our master.
圣灵是解释者。
And the Holy Spirit is explained.
所以我等候在他的跟前求问。
So I wait upon him and to seek him.
他什么时候说话是由他做主，不是我来做主。
Whenever he wants to speak, it depends on him, not me.
所以有一次有一个弟兄讲啊，他说我真是巴不得主快点回来。
So one brother said, I really hope that the Lord will come back soon.
他说因为为主站讲台是很辛苦的事情。
It is so difficult to stand on the pulpit.
24小时都要侍立在那里。
You have to stand.
主什么时候说话你不知道，你一说主一说话，你要赶快的警醒的记下来。
As the Lord speaks quickly, you have to write down.
反复的思想。
And you have to meditate.
难怪很多做主话语服侍的人呢，平时都不会笑，别人讲话他好像都听不见。
So people who are serving the Lord in the Word and other people speak, they will not smile.
弟兄姊妹，我不是要求大家过这样的日子。
I'm not asking you to live this kind of life.
但是这是一个实际。
But this is a reality.
我们要认识他是真理，要经历。弟兄姊妹，巴不得我们都有这样的恭敬的态度。
So we have to receive this truth and experience him, and we should have this kind of reverent attitude.
然后呢，我们讲到在约翰三书第三节。
And also in Third John.
当我们得着了主的话语以后。
And we, as we receive his word.
约翰在这里称赞当时的弟兄姊妹。
This is how John commend those brothers and sisters.
他说有弟兄来证明你心里存的真理，正如你按真理而行，我就甚喜乐。
He said, it gave me great joy to have some brothers come and tell about your faithfulness to the truth and how you continue to walk in the truth.
好，我们看见了，约翰讲到当时还有一般神的儿女们 把真理存在心里面。
So at that time, there are still brothers who are putting truth in their hearts.
不是把真理放在头脑里面去研究。
It's not to put in the brain to a research part.
这一般是会运用真理，照着真理而行的人。
And they exercise the truth and do things according to the truth.
这讲到属灵的征战和我们的生活形式。
And this is how we talk about spiritual warfare and how we should walk in the truth.
所以我们到主耶稣面前来，我们要得生命。
And we come before him to gain life.
我们要摸到真理里面的基督，就是那真实属灵的意义。
So the true spiritual meaning is to gain touch upon Christ in his truth.
比如像我今天早上讲到的蒙头。
This morning we talk about covering of the head.
蒙头是个真理。
It is a truth.
也是一个做法。
And so also a way of doing things.
有的人呢，把它当作一个做法。
They think this is a way of doing things.
所有的姊妹进门的时候就问你信主了没有。
So every sister come in, they will ask.
你信主了，请你拿一个蒙头帽蒙上。
If you are a believer, just cover your head and come in.
弟兄姊妹，这样做法也很好。
This is a good way of doing things.
但是做的人并没有得着益处。
But the people who did it did not gain anything.
我们必须要把这个真理的意义解开来。
We must explain the truth to them.
告诉姊妹们，蒙头是什么意思。
And explain to them what covering the head means.
那个意思就是基督的意义。
Meaning that it means Christ.
所以有一位认识主的仆人，他讲，在圣经里面呢，属灵的原则就是基督的意义。
So the principle of truth is the meaning of Christ. This explained by an elderly brother.
The spiritual principle must be the meaning of Christ. 真正属灵的原则，它必须是基督的意义。
The meaning of Christ is
他是叫人得释放、得自由、教会得建立。
Is that people will have freedom, people will be built up.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，所以当有些姊妹们呢，她蒙恩到一个阶段，她就问：为什么他们那些姊妹，他们头上有个东西呢
？So for people have been received Christ for a while, they will ask, how come people have something on their head?
这时候我们就能。向姊妹们，向全体弟兄姊妹解释蒙头的真理。
That we can explain the truth about covering of the head.
解释完以后，就看见有一些甚至小姊妹，他们都蒙头。
So after that, people would put cover the head, even the little sister.
当大家明白这个属灵的意义的时候，我们照着真理而行，聚会里面就充满了神的同在，有一种神圣敬虔的。
So as we know the truth and do according to the truth, the whole meeting is different. There is a reverent atmosphere in it.
弟兄姊妹，那个叫做属灵的建造。
So this is called a spiritual building up.
我们第二个啊，
Secondly,
运用真理的时候，我们要保守我们的心呢，敞开柔软。
We must open our heart, being tender.
好，我们要 teachable.
We to teachable.
我们能够接收心。接受呢新鲜的亮光和启示。
We must accept the fresh enlightenment and revelation.
而且能够在光中被主修正。
And be corrected under His light.
而且顺服光所带给我们真理的解释。
And to obey the explanation of the truth.
这样我们对真理的认识就不住的增长，越过越明亮，越过越清楚。
So we will continue to grow in the truth, brighter and brighter, and clearer and clearer.
这个在19世纪啊，在英国有很多基督徒他们就这样做。
This is what happened in England in the 19th century.
因为英国的国家啊，他们的国教就是基督教。
Because the national religion is Christianity in England.
他们的女皇呢，就是教会的元首，不是基督，很可惜。
So the head of the church is a queen.
所以很多英国人呢，生下来就认为他自己是基督徒，因为我是大英女皇的子民，
so,
所以我是基督徒。
Many people who are born, they felt that they are the Christian because I'm the children of the queen, so I am a Christian.
但是有一些人呢，对真理认真，他们等到长大了，他们读圣经。
So, but some people are more careful with the truth as they grow up, they study the Bible.
他们发现呢，是信而受浸的人。才能得救。
So they realize that believe and be baptized, and then you will be saved.
他们从小呢都在教堂里面受过婴孩洗礼的。
And they've been baptized as baby.
他们读了圣经，他们接受这个 真理的启示，他们就重新受浸。
As they study the truth, they accept this truth, they have baptism again.
这是一个行真理的态度。
This is the attitude of walking in the truth.
所以像今天早上我讲的那个年轻的弟兄，他明白一个真理，他就去实行，下面另一个真理就启示出来。
So as the person know the truth, that the young person I talk about, then he walked in it, and then another truth revealed.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样走，我们才能够逐渐的认识我们的主耶稣是真理。
So as we do it this way, we will continue to know, continue to understand that Jesus is the truth.
那我们在讲到，当我们这样跟随真理的时候，有几件我们要留意的事情。
As we take Jesus as our truth, there's few things we have to pay attention to.
如果我们不够紧紧的跟随真理的圣灵。
If we do not follow closely the Spirit of Truth.
今天人有圣经。
We might have the Bible.
人也非常用功的读圣经，研究圣经。
And we study the Bible diligently.
但是没有摸到圣经里面的基督。
But yet had not touched upon the Christ in the Bible.
也就是他的属灵的原则和属灵的意义。
And the spiritual meaning and principle.
这样我们来运用圣经，那是误用真理。
That if we practice it, then we are not doing it right.
会照着字句、规条和做法。
We are just following the letter, the written code and the regulations.
会产生出疑问来。
It will come out legalism. Ritualism.
甚至有的时候啊，会给神的儿女们带来极大的一个苦难。
It will bring upon Christian great deal of suffering.
在第二世纪的时候，有一个非常近前并且后来是寻道的一个教父。
And in the second century, there's a bishop who loves the Lord a great deal and suffer for the Lord.
Church father.
Church father.
他的名字叫做 Ignatius.
Ignatius.
这个伊格纳修。
Ignatius.
他那时候感觉呢，很多神的儿女们呢，圣经也不熟。
And he felt that a lot of Christians do not know the Bible well.
需要有好的教导。
Need a lot of good teaching.
教会里面需要有好的次序。
And the church have to have the right order.
而不是每一个在奉主名的聚会的地方呢，都有好的教师。
But yet not every meeting have good teachers.
所以呢，他就为了保全教会呢，那服侍的人的品质。
In order to keep the qualification of those clergy.
不是 clergy， 就是
the people who serve. People serve.
所以呢，他就读圣经啊，他就讲。在各地的聚会都可以有长老。
So as he read the Bible, he said we shall have elders being established.
但是在长老之上呢，好几个聚会合起来要有一个监督。
But above the elders, many churches they can have a bishop supervisor.
Overseer 就是像今天的 superintendent 一样。
Overseers.
你看，就是一个 school district 有很多学校，但只有一个 superintendent.
Just like a school, there are many schools, but there's only one superintendent.
弟兄姊妹，这个就开始了。在教会里面就开始有了尼哥拉一党人的行为。
So this, because of this, we will have the group called
Nicolaitans. The conducts of the Nicolaitans.
The conducts of the Nicolaitans.
弟兄姊妹们，这都是用功读圣经的人。
But for people who really study the Bible diligently,
都是属灵的人。
Or spiritual people.
都是爱主的人。
People who love the Lord.
他的热心后来就造成了教会呢1200年的黑暗。
Because of their zeal, he brought darkness to the church for 1,200 years. And it started to have this clergy system. And paralyzed the system of the bodily function.
这误用真理是很可怕的，我们要小心呢。
Use the Bible truth wrongly, we have to be very careful.
第二个，在真理就是神的话语上面增加或者减少。
If we add on or minus something from the truth,
比如说呢，今天在基督徒中间呢，过节日，圣经上很多，圣经上根本没有的。
Many Christians will keep the festivals, but in the Bible we did not see that.
比如说圣诞节，你在圣经里面怎么都找不到这个节日。
For example, Christmas, you can never find it in the Bible.
但今天如果一个基督徒的聚会不过圣诞节，大家觉得你很奇怪。
So, but if you do not keep Christmas, people think that's very strange.
这是加上去的东西。
This is something to add upon it.
如果你要到父那里去，你不能加这些东西的。
If you want to go to the Father, you cannot add on anything.
弟兄姊妹们，还有减少一些东西。
Or minus something.
比如说圣经里面讲到复活。
The Bible talk about resurrection.
主耶稣说我就是复活我就是生命。
Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life.
信我的人死了的人必定复活。
He who believes in me will raise again.
明天我要讲到复活。
Tomorrow I'll talk about resurrection.
他说呢并且信我的人他永远不死。
And then those who believe will never die.
很多人读到这里怎么可能呢？
People read this and said, how could that be?
他们就说复活他们解释。
So they try to explain what resurrection
means. 就把主耶稣讲到信我的人死了将来必定复活把它拿掉。
They minus the phrase that he who believes in me will be resurrected again.
他说主耶稣复活只不过是精神不死他还有影响力而已。
And he said Jesus did not resurrect, only he has the legacy of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们这些今天在基督徒中间很普遍。
This is so common among the Christians.
比如讲主耶稣要再回来。
Or we talk about his second coming.
在彼得那个时代就有人讲主耶稣不会回来。
At Peter's time, some people would say Jesus will never come back again.
他说从造天地以来呢世界就这么一直的运转都没有改变过怎么会回来呢
?So from creation till now, everything just according to his order, how would Jesus come back again?
弟兄姊妹这是在圣经上面增加和减少。
This is how we add on or minus from
撒旦就喜欢我们在神的话语上增加我们的意见
so,
减少我们不喜欢的东西。
So Satan wants us to add on,
我们读不懂的。
To add on our opinion or minus something we don't like.
所以你看夏娃没有失败以前就在神的吩咐上面加了一句话不可摸。
So this is how Eve add on to the God's word means you cannot touch.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们读圣经要恭敬，要认真。
So we have to be serious and reverent when we study the word of God.
我年纪越大，我读圣经呢，越像小学生。
The more I grow in my spiritual life, I'm just an elementary student.
我讲一点，我现在怎么读圣经。
I'll explain how I read the Bible.
我现在如果是为着聚会，为着自己，我是抄圣经。
Nowadays, for myself, I copy the Bible.
抄完以后，我有时间，我就把它放在边上，我就跪下来。
And then I put it aside and nail down and put it before me.
一句一句去到主面前去问。
And each sentence I will ask the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这是何等有福的生活。
How blessed life that is.
我发现主的话现在里面呢，开始亮了。
I felt the word of God had been brighter inside me.
许多时候人读不懂，觉得不能实行，就把它删掉了。
A lot of times people think I don't understand, they don't understand, and they just take it away.
我有一个好弟兄啊，他是读过神学院的。
I have a very good brother who has studied in seminary.
他跟我问他，你在神学院总有一卷书你最熟的吧
？And I asked, there must be a book that you're very familiar with.
提摩太前后书，他说是我的硕士论文。
And he said, First and Second Timothy is my thesis for my master's degree.
好啊，那我们早几天我听你，请你交通啊，你学到的东西。
And wonderful, I'm going to have you share about what you study.
他说我的结论就是提摩太后书不是保罗写的。
And my conclusion is that Second Timothy is not written by Paul.
而且呢，它根本不是神的话语。
And also, it is not the word of God.
问他你怎么做出这个结论来的呢
？How do you come to this conclusion?
他因为我教授教我们一种读经方法，叫做 deduction Bible study.
Because the professor teaches a way called a deduction way of studying the Bible.
你知道什么叫做 deduction 呢？英文就是减法读经。
This is deduction, deduct things from the Bible.
就是这句话你觉得呢不合理，你就把它划掉，这不是神的话。
So if it is not this sentence is not reasonable, take it away.
那句话呢逻辑不通，你又把它划掉。
If it's not logical, just take it away.
他们有一个规矩，就是如果划掉的超过百分之不知道是37还是多少呢？那这一卷书就不是那个作者写的，也不是神的话了。
So if all the deduction add together is like more than 37%, then it is not the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，这些非常非常可怕。
And this is so terrible.
所以主耶稣讲，律法的一点一画都不能废掉。
And Jesus said we cannot abolish even a letter and a stroke.
你废掉不是那一点一画。
What you are taking away is not just
你是把神的儿子废掉了。
You're taking away.
你就没有救恩了。
You do not have salvation.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是非常谨慎的，特别是教会服事的弟兄们。
This is so careful, especially those who serve as leader in the church.
我们要有一个敬畏主的态度。
We have to fear the Lord.
然后我们再看呢，仇敌还有一个就是把异样的教训，就是似是而非的教训。 摆在神儿女们的中间。
And also Satan like to put opposing ideas before the Lord, before his children.
就是那些听起来有道理，能够自圆其说的解释，今天在神儿女们中间非常的流行。
And it's very common that people accept things it seems to be according to a reasoning or logic.
但是里面却没有圣经的根据，根本不是出于神的。
But yet it is not from the Bible, it's not from God.
弟兄姊妹，这个今天在神儿女们中间非常的流行。
And this is so popular among God's children.
我们要求主怜悯他的教会。
May the Lord have mercy upon his church.
用真理使我们被分别为圣。
That he would separate us with his word.
如果我们有这些情况，误用真理在神的话语上增加或减少，或者用似是而非的东西代替真理。
If we have this way of doing things like putting opposing ideas or minus or add this kind of condition in our life,
在我们个人和教会生活里面一定产生这样的结果。
And it will have a result in the church.
被捆绑。
We will be bound. There will be bondage.
啊，许多事情我们做，我们良心被控告。
And if we do it, our conscience.
这个不可拿，那个不可尝，那个不可摸。
We cannot touch it. We cannot taste it.
好。第二个
Secondly,
人与人中间各式各样的纷争不断
there will be unceasing strife between brothers and sisters,
充满了人意人的意见做法和传统
full of human opinions, traditions and reasoning.
第三种
Thirdly,
就是我们的生活显出矛盾困惑和软弱
there will be controversial weaknesses in our personal life.
啊，弟兄姊妹们很多时候我们啊要自圆其说，我们啊是矛盾的。
Many times we face controversies.
第四个，我们的生活会显出一种形式主义。
Fourthly, we will be in formality.
我们就要去帮神的忙。
We want to help God.
在聚会中啊，没有神圣的喜乐，我们就要用人的快乐来代替。
There's no divine joy, so we replace that with man's happiness.
所以有时候我听领诗的弟兄讲，我们刚刚这首诗歌应该很喜乐，大家唱的不喜乐，站起来。
So many times the song leader would say, "This should be a song."
跟你周围的人握个手。
And shake hands with your neighbors.
每个人都笑一笑。
Everybody smile.
然后大声的欢呼三声，然后再唱。
And shout three times, and then we continue to sing.
你有没有碰过这样？我聚过很多这样的会啊。
I have been meetings like this.
不需要的。
It's not needed.
神需要你来帮忙吗？
Does God need you to help him?
不需要的。
No.
世上的社团可以这样做。
The earthly organization would do
this. 神的儿女们不需要这样做。
But God's children can do
not. 你按着真理而行，它必定带来那个结果。
If you do according to the truth, it will have that kind of result.
如果我们以主耶稣做真理。
If you take Christ as your truth.
至少有四方面的结果。
At least there's four results.
第一个，我们享受在基督里的自由。
First, we enjoy the freedom.
主耶稣说：“你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。”
And Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free."
神的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真的自由了。
And if His Son will set you free, you will truly be free.
有一次，我听一个年轻的美国弟兄做见证。
One time, I heard a testimony from a young American.
他说：“以前我不信主的时候。”
He said, "Before I become a Christian,
我是最自由的人。”
I'm a freest person.
他说我要从窗子出去就从窗子出去，把窗子打破就走了。
If I want to go through the window, I will just smash it and go out.
在我们住的那个小城呢，他才读初中啊，警察都认识他。
So as he is in high school, even the police would know him.
他常常做这些事情。
He always do this kind of
thing. 但是我有一个不自由。
But I have one that is not free.
就是我不能控制我的情绪。
I cannot control my emotions.
我在罪底下，我一点自由，我没有不犯罪的自由。
I do not have the freedom not to sin.
但是现在基督释放了我。
And yet Christ has set me free.
他说我是一个守规矩的人。
I'm a person who
我还在这个城里面，这个警长还是认识我，他现在对我很放心了。
The chief police knows me, and now he take heart.
他说我现在有一个自由，叫做不犯罪的自由。
And now have a freedom not to sin.
不自夸的自由。不show off.
A freedom of not to show off.
他以前呢，做什么事就是要让别人知道我是个人物啊。
And before he would show people I'm somebody else.
他现在不需要了。
Now he doesn't have to do.
他得着完全的安息。
He have total rest in him.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是 按着真理而行。
This is how according to the truth, and you will gain something.
第二个
，secondly，
这个真理叫我们里面有真正的平安。
And this truth will give us true peace.
所以罗马书第五章讲，我们借着耶稣基督，现在与神和好了。得着与神之间的平安。
And so through Christ, we have been reconciled. We have true peace with God.
在第八章三十一节到三十九节，保罗讲到他在自己的良心里面有平安了。
And Paul also said, I have peace in my conscience.
他说谁能抵挡我呢？有神帮助我了。
If God is for me, who can be against me?
谁能控告我呢？
Who can accuse me?
神的儿子已经为我死了。
God, Son of God had died for me.
我们知道今天很多基督徒啊，还带着罪恶感活在地上。
And many Christians live with a guilty conscience.
我自己信主好多年了，我都活在这 guilty conscience 里面。
And many years after I believe, I live under such guilty conscience.
知道主在圣灵的启示里面让我们看见主的血。
And under the revelation of Spirit, we see the blood of Christ.
哎，我可以讲那真平安啊。
That's true peace.
真是安息啊。
A true rest.
弟兄姊妹们，你从脸上别人都可以看见这个人安息了。
Even from the countenance, we can know that person has true rest.
不仅如此。
Not only that.
我们这个平安呢，是与人之间的平安。
And the peace is also between men.
所以在以弗所书第二章十四节讲，基督是我们的平安。
So in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 14 is that Christ is our peace.
弟兄姊妹，我们在一起，我们是神的儿女。
We are together. We are God's children.
我们求主让我们因着真理，因着神儿子得着平安。
That because of Christ His truth, we have peace.
如果我们和弟兄姊妹还有什么过不去的
，If there's anything between brothers and sisters,
那是仇敌借着黑暗捆绑我们。
It is the devil trying to bind us with his darkness.
我们要求主在他的真理里面释放我们。
That in His truth we can be set free.
第三个
，Thirdly,
我们是一个光明的人。
We are a man of light.
明亮的人。
We are a man of light.
所以约翰福音三章二十一节他说行真理的人必来救光。所以他是一个有光的人。
People who do according to the truth will have light in him.
好，我们第四个讲到他是一个丰盛生丰满的享受基督丰满的人。
Those people are enjoying God's abundant life.
好，我们不再需要世上的心理学哲学这些东西。
We don't need the earthly psychology or philosophy.
因为神一切的智慧和知识都积蓄在基督的里面。
Because all of God's wisdom and knowledge is in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，真的，如果你摸到了，我要讲对做学生的弟兄姊妹讲，你读书会更功课更好。
So for those who are students, you'll be better as a student.
我自己在读研究生的时候，有一段日子我的教授就开始叫我 professor。
When I was a graduate student, at a certain time, my professor called me the professor.
啊，他们有时候我讲一点东西，他们就来听。
When I want to speak something, they come and listen.
我觉得我其实没什么。
I really don't have much.
但是只是我在主的话语上面肯照着主的教导来读主的话。
It's just according to the teaching of Christ, I study the truth.
我在用这种方式来摸地上的科学的时候。变得很简单。
So as I studied science in of this world, it is simple.
神本性一切的丰满都有形有体的居住在基督的里面。
All of the fullness of the deity dwell in Christ.
当我们以基督为真理的时候，我们在他的里面也得着了这个丰满。
So as we take Christ as our truth, we have this fullness also.
这是哥罗西书第二章第九节第十节的话。
It's a Colossians chapter 2 verse 8 and 9.
但愿真理的圣灵带我们进入这个实际。
May the spirit of truth lead us into this reality.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let's have some prayer.
我们亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Our dear Lord, we thank you.
在你里面，父神给我们是何等丰盛、何等荣耀的救恩。
In Christ, God has given us such full and glorious salvation.
我们虽然尝到了一点。
Although we have foretasted a bit.
主啊，但是我们承认我们是何等的有限。
But we acknowledge we are very
limited. 我们求你向我们施怜悯。
May you be merciful upon us.
主啊，扩大我们的度量。
Broaden our hearts.
增加我们对你的渴慕。
Increase our longing for you.
让我们更多能够以你为真理。
That we will take you as our truth.
并且我们在你的里面能够经历 真理的实际。
And in you, we can experience the reality of the truth.
我们谢谢你今天下午与我们同在。
We thank you for your presence.
愿你祝福你的话语。
May you bless your word.
祝福你的教会。
Bless your church.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In His precious name, we pray.
Amen. Amen.